Well, get ready. Buckle up. This is going to be wild. We got Malia Ramos of Canamac on deck. Ella Trahan of Fort Cherry on deck. Mia Scalise of Ringgold on deck. Uni Ayala of Canamac in the hole. I think that's all we have right now, but that's enough. All these bouts will be elimination bouts that we're about to have, and there will be 10 of them coming up for Washington County. Well, 9 from Washington County, 1 from Greene County, as Josie Mason of West Greene will face elimination at 136. Iron 6-pound consolation. Think it'll be Malia Ramos we see first, but that could change. Looks like she's on course to be first. She's going to take on Eliza Brambley of Bedford. Brambley was pinned in 3:19 by Taylor Keckler of Gettysburg, and Ramos, of course, also pinned. She was pinned by Julia Horger of Conwell Egan in 1:31, and it was... I'll tell you, I want to see who Horger gets in the quarterfinals. I mean, it would take something impressive, I think, to knock her off. We'll see how things play out through the rest of the weekend. She looked the part, no doubt. Here comes Ramos on the mat 4 now. Ramos at 106 pounds. Malia Ramos, record 24-8. Brambley, record 27-8. Brambley was the runner-up out of the Central Region. And Scalise going to be up here on mat 6 as well. So we've got a lot to follow. Let's get to it. Ramos underway. Scalise, here in the consolations, will be taking on she's up at 124 pounds, excuse me. Or no, she's at 118. So she has a pretty significant jump there in bracket. Trahan is out here now as well, and she's out to a quick takedown. Ella Trahan on mat 1. Obviously a very quick 1 minute consolation first round, and she actually has her opponent, San Clemente of Wallen Paulpack, on her back. Trahan looking for the fall down here on mat 1. Still no score for Ramos. And there is the fall for Trahan. Time of that fall is going to be 42 seconds. Ella Trahan back in the win column. She moves on out to the second round of consolations. Good news there for the Fort Cherry contingent. Meanwhile, on mat 6, Scalise gets the opening takedown here on Briner of Juniata. And that first period winding down and coming to a close. Still no score between Ramos and Brambley. Two bouts to watch right now. I don't see any other local bouts on deck. Looks like Abigail Dolanche is in the hole now on mat 1. And Uni Ayala is in the hole on mat 5. So action all over the place right now. But Ramos still scoreless 30 seconds into the second period. Scalise still leads 3-0. She works in the bottom in the second period. 10 elimination bouts in this round locally so far, 1-for-1 with the victory for Ella Trahan of Fort Cherry. Now Ramos getting some near fall points here as she turns Brambley to her back. Ramos going to adjust. Got double bars here, does Ramos. Looking for the fall. Ref down looking at it. Scalise, meanwhile, has been pinned out of nowhere. Oh, Scalise got turned and pinned. And now the pin for Ramos. The Ramos fall comes at 2:19. And Malia Ramos will stay alive and advance in consolations. So Ramos, your winner. But Scalise, who was leading, was turned and pinned. And she has been eliminated. First elimination, Mia Scalise of Ringgold at 118 pounds. And just to get you a time of that, 147 was the time of the fall for Briner out of Juniata. So with that, take a look at the board. Ayala now listed on deck. And we have a moment before we see Uni Ayala, the next consolation to come. Abigail Dolanche still listed in the hole. She's the first of three 136-pounders with Brooklyn McLean and Josie Mason, who is now in the hole as well. Brooklyn McLean of Fort Cherry in the hole on mat two. So a lot of action coming up, but a little bit of a pause in the action here from the Giant Center in Hershey on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
Quality Quick Printing in Washington, PA is your single source for everything print. From high-speed copying and business documents to large format signage, design, and mailing services, Quality Quick does it all and ships nationwide. Their high-volume document management program offers economy of scale pricing from day one. Lock in low per-unit costs based on your yearly print volume. More volume, better pricing. QualQuick.com. Quality Quick Printing. Full service, cost-effective, done right.
At Shaft Drillers International, we're a world leader in construction. We deliver industry-leading blind bore shaft, abandoned well and new hole drilling, geotechnical, carbon capture, solution mining, and water resource development solutions grounded in integrity, safety, and community. We don't just deliver construction solutions. We volunteer and invest in our community. Visit shaftdrillers.com to learn more and to discover rewarding career opportunities.
Touchdown, Waynesburg!
Ever wanted to work behind the scenes of a sports broadcast? Waynesburg University's Department of Communication gives you the opportunity to do just that. Our students produce the show, call the action, and tell the story as it happens. Or get involved in the sports information side, taking stats, PA announcing, and delivering the results to a growing sports audience. The Waynesburg University Department of Communication is waiting to hear from you. So what are you waiting for?
For more information, visit waynesburg.edu.
This event is presented under broadcast rights granted by the PIAA and it's intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this match without the express written consent of the PIAA and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by WJPA Radio. All rights reserved. Copyright 2025. Jason Tennant with you here from the Giant Center in Hershey. As we continue on through our day, we are about halfway through the girls' first round of consolations taking place right now. Scheduled start time of 4:30 for the prelims and first rounds of the boys 3A. I don't know. We'll see how that goes. I'm still leaning toward maybe not. Back in the day when Lanford Simpson and I would used to, we'd set an over-under for the end time of a round, and then whoever won had to buy dinner. I haven't done that for a while, and I got nobody up here with me today to wager, so. But I'm not going to say this round won't be over by 4:30, but I don't think they'll be able to start the boys by 4:30 because you got to give them a little warm-up time still. So see how things go. We're still in a little bit of a waiting pattern here as we have Uni Ayala still on deck for Akanamak. Abigail Dolance is still listed in the hole, as is Josie Mason. Brooklyn McLean of Fort Cherry has been bumped up to the on-deck circle. We've got a lot of action coming your way. And then still to come, after the 136-pounders, there's still three more. Alea Henderson of Canamac at 148, Gabriella Dolance of Avella at 155, and Audrey Calguero of Canamac at 170. So far, we've seen three elimination bouts locally, and the record is 2-1. Trahan and Ramos both were able to advance in consolations. Mia Scalise of Ringgold has been eliminated. Only 2 of 12 2A boys were eliminated on day one. So far, one on the girls' side, but there are still a lot more elimination bouts to survive. Seven more coming here in the very near term. Uni Ayala of Canamac is going to take on Vogelsong of Trinity. That is not Trinity Hillers, Washington, PA. Trinity actually, a little bit surprising, did not qualify anybody to the state tournament. They've got a pretty good girls program at Trinity, and was a little surprised to see that the Hillers did not have any representation here at the Giant Center on the girls' side. They do have three boys competing in the 3A later this afternoon, but this Addison Vogelsong is from Trinity out of District 3. And she is a sophomore with a record of 32-6 coming in. She took third in the, or I should say she's now 32-7 after an opening round loss. She took third in the South Central region, Addison Vogelsong, and that is who Uni Ayala will face here momentarily. But actually, we're going to see Brooklyn McLean first. Ayala's been stuck in the on-deck circle for a long time. She's just now going to start heading toward mat number 5. But already up on mat 2, Brooklyn McLean of Fort Cherry, getting the anklets on and ready to go. So we will have Ayala and McLean wrestling at the same time here on opposite ends of the arena, mats 2 and 5. That's perfectly diagonal, opposite corners, which is not great from my perspective. McLean trying to come around, fought off a headlock attempt and comes around behind for the takedown, and Brooklyn McLean takes the early lead, 3-0. Down here to Ayala, just underway. Ayala tries to come up with a leg, now just works right up the body, and there's an underhook from Vogelsong. Meanwhile, McLean allows her opponent to come to her feet, and this is Shannon of Central Columbia, who's able to separate for the escape. And meanwhile, Ayala comes around and does get the takedown. Uni Ayala leading 3-0 here for Canamac. 3-1 lead for McLean of Fort Cherry. Abigail Dolance is up on mat 1. I could use a quick fall from Uni Ayala. That's what I could use. And she does, well, she looked like she was going to try to chin back Vogelsong there, but nothing doing. Vogelsong able to belly out, end of one period there. It's 3-0 in favor of Uni Ayala. 3-1 at the end of the first period for Brooklyn McLean of Fort Cherry. And Abigail Dolance underway here with Elbertson of Central Dauphin. They are scoreless. Second period, it'll be Vogelsong of Trinity working from the bottom here. Trinity District 3, that is, working on the bottom with Uni Ayala. And a reversal as McLean started on the bottom in the second period. Actually, check that. Now, McLean was taken down at the start of the second period, then gets a reversal, and now leads 5-4. Brooklyn McLean of Fort Cherry leading 5-4 with a minute 20 to go second period there. Ayala, meanwhile, will get a potentially dangerous call as she was looking to stack up Vogelsong. Potentially dangerous, no back points awarded, still 3-0 there. Second period now getting started for Dolance of Avella. She works from the bottom. Abigail Dolance. Back over to McLean now, leading 5-4. She's in control, riding on top. Ayala again trying to chin back Vogelsong. This time maybe going to get some near fall points. Uni Ayala of Canamac. Getting near fall and maybe looking for the fall here now. Adjustment made as Vogelsong tries to bridge up. Minute to go and right in the middle of the mat. Ayala looking for the fall. Dolan's in a little bit of trouble here. Maybe going to her back. I don't know if we have consecutive swipes down there yet or not. McLean still leading 5-4 and just has her opponent flat. Down to 33 seconds. There were near fall points awarded to Ayala. She leads 7-0. And there was there any near fall? Yes. 4 near fall points awarded against Dolance. Elbertson of Central Dauphin leads 4-0 over Abigail Dolance of Avella. We start the third period neutral for Brooklyn McLean of Fort Cherry against Shannon of Central Columbia. And we've reached the end of two periods with Uni Ayala leading 7-0. And now McLean gets a takedown to go up 8-4. Brooklyn McLean. Great story for McLean. She was not even initially qualified after last week's Whippeels. Got a spot with a scratch. And now might be headed to day two here at the Giant Center if she can hold on. She leads 8-5 after an escape for Shannon of Central Columbia. And we get a fall down here on mat one. And Abigail Dolance comes away with the fall. Comes from behind. Dolance with the fall for Avella. Catch a time for you on that one here in a moment. McLean now up 11-5. After three near fall and looking to maybe turn her opponent here again. McLean getting near fall again here on Shannon of Central Columbia. Ref down looking closely. Going for the fall here is McLean. She didn't really have to work for the fall. She's hold right where she's at. 23 seconds remaining. She's in a good spot. Josie Mason comes up on mat six. McLean down to 15 seconds remaining. The lead for Brooklyn McLean of Fort Cherry. Uni Ayala getting more near fall points here for Canamac. And 15-5, the major decision final for Brooklyn McLean of Fort Cherry. She advances in consolations. Josie Mason is out here for West Green now. Mason taking on Molinaro of Hazleton area. Meanwhile, Ayala still down here looking for the fall. 20 seconds to go there. Mason and Molinaro separate. Come head to head. What's the ruling down here? They did rule the fall for Ayala. Time of the fall is going to be 4:53. Ayala, your winner. So things going better for the local contingent here in this consolation round. Dolance came from behind with a fall. McLean led all the way, got the fall. Or didn't get the fall, got the major decision. And Ayala gets the fall here on mat 5. So now for the moment, we can focus our attention to Josie Mason on mat 6. I think we're going to have a forfeit on mat 5. That Kramer of Northeastern, I think, is going to win by forfeit. I believe it was Brangen who forfeited earlier to Centipal at 118 pounds, but they'll have to still raise the hand, I assume. Mason able to cut away for a one-point escape here, 10 seconds into the second period. Here we go. Josie Mason of West Green and Molinaro. Let me get you a first name. It's been crazy here. Trying to keep up with things. It's Maya Molinaro of Hazleton. Shot attempt here by Molinaro. Mason going to come around behind and get the takedown, and she'll go up 4-0. Josie Mason leads 4-0. Maya Molinaro, fourth place finisher out of Central. Junior with a record of 32-7 out of Hazleton area. Up into a camel stand is Molinaro. Mason looking to break her back down. Gabriella Dolance is listed on deck for Avella, as is Leia Henderson of Cannon Mac on deck. Action will keep on coming here in this consolation round. Mason just riding on top. Molinaro to her base. Now Mason puts a leg in on the right side. Flattens out Molinaro. Power half here from Mason. Going to try to turn Molinaro here on the right side. 17 seconds to go in this second period. Henderson is coming up now on mat 4. Alea Henderson of Cannon Mac to mat 4. That's at 148 pounds. Henderson's going to take on Dengler of Northern Lebanon. Dakota Dengler, sophomore, record 27-11. Mason down to 11 seconds to go here, leading 4-1. And now going to try to turn Molinaro, but she rolls right on through. It'll be 4-1 as we head into the third period. Josie Mason with the lead. And we got to love this. Cannon Mac, Henderson, Dengler of Northern Lebanon, blue and gold versus blue and gold. Love it. Right now I can tell who's who. We'll see how long that lasts. Wrestling neutral in the third period, Mason and Molinaro. Waiting on Dolance from Avella as well at 155 pounds. She is the only one listed on deck right now. Mason going to get the takedown here, and she'll go up 7-1. Josie Mason of West Green looking to advance to day 2. Minute 20 to go in regulation there. No score between Henderson and Dengler. And Mason going to break Molinaro right back down to the mat. 65 seconds to go in the Josie Mason bout. Meanwhile, with Henderson, she'll separate from Dengler. Dolance will come up on mat 1. Gabriella Dolance, but there is an injury on mat 1. That match is going to be delayed a bit. Josie Mason, 40 seconds to remaining here. She's just in a good spot. In control. Not really close to turning or anything, but just riding it out. Josie Mason. Now, meanwhile, Dengler has a leg of Henderson elevated here. trying to trip down the right leg of Henderson is Northern Lebanon's Dengler. And I believe they were neutral, so this will be going for the takedown here in the second period. Yes, indeed. And falling on top and getting that takedown is Dengler of Northern Lebanon. Josie Mason going to win 7-1, and West Green's Josie Mason will advance in the consolations. We'll see her tomorrow as well. Still awaiting Dolance on mat one. We are getting a little bit of a breather here with his injury situation on mat one, so we can focus on Henderson right now, who trails 3-1 after an escape. Now Henderson looking for a takedown of her own and might take Dengler right to her back. Henderson gets the takedown and has Dengler on her back looking for the fall here. Is Alaya Henderson of Canamac. Has to get pressure down on the right shoulder. And there it is. Time of the fall for Henderson. Will be 2:26. And Alaya Henderson also advancing. First round wasn't good for the local contingent. This consolation round has been all right. As we go down through the list, Trahan advances, Ramos advances, Scalise of Ringgold was eliminated, but Ayala, Dolanche, McLean, Mason, Henderson, all advancing to tomorrow's second round consolation. And if not for this injury on mat one, I wouldn't have a chance to catch a breath, but I do have a chance to catch a breath right now as they are tending to an injury on mat one, and that is halting things for Gabriella Dolance of Avella, who will be coming out here in the next bout. Let's just do a quick check on the, I guess the only one we have left to look for is Audrey Calguero, and she's listed in the hole on mat three. So it's been a little fast and furious here in this round of consolations. But we have a little moment while we await this injury situation on mat one. And we've seen, this is the third that I've at least noticed where we've had a lengthy delay due to injury. We had a situation on mat five earlier where the gurney was brought out. We had a situation on mat two earlier where it clearly appeared to be putting a cast on the left arm of a girl. And I'm not sure what this situation is here on mat one, but it is a lengthy delay at the end of a bout. And Abigail Dolanche is waiting her turn to head to mat one. I wanted to check the 136-pound consolations with Abigail Dolanche because she came from behind. The time of that fall was 2:58. Dolanche stuck her opponent there at the end of the second period for that fall. Time of the fall, 2:58. But, boy, good results all the way through. The only exception was Mia Scalise of Ringgold, and she had a lead in that bout and was pinned. So the girls have shown up in this first round of consolations. Well, you just need a couple of wins. Thank you, Bob Gregg. Need a couple of wins in consolations to get to the medal stand. And they are bringing out the gurney on mat one, too. So certainly thoughts with the injured participant down here. Meanwhile, Calguero is now on deck on mat three, so Calguero may actually wrestle before Gabriella Dolanche does. These are our final two local wrestlers to head to the mats. And then again, we will have a, I'm assuming we will have a break. I don't know how long the break will be. They do certainly have to allow 3A to get out there and warm up. The 3A boys, and we're 20 minutes from start time of that prelim and first round. So they're lifting the injured wrestler onto the stretcher. And that's the second time we've seen that today, and you just hate to see that happen. But as always, the staff here at the Giant Center very prepared to handle these situations. And here comes Calgaro. So we will see Calgaro on mat three, and she'll get underway right here. It's at 170 pounds. Calgaro is taking on Harrington of South Haven. Lane Harrington, Jr., 18-3. And a quick takedown here for Calgaro. She comes around behind. Gets the early 3-0 lead. Now works a wing here on the left side. Tries to get a half on the right. Does Calgaro. Trying to turn her opponent here. Seven and one through eight consolation bouts. Here are the local girls with two more to go. End of the first period, 3-0 lead. As you hear the applause as the stretcher's being taken through the tunnel. And that will bring out Dolanche here at 155 pounds. Dolanche going to take on Smith out of Dallas Town. Amelia Smith, Jr., 31-9 on the year. And they're underway on mat one. 3-0 lead for Calgaro. They're wrestling neutral in the second period. Shot attempt here on mat one by Smith. And she's in deep, and she's going to get the takedown on Dolanche. Dolanche flattened out here by Smith out of Dallas Town. Still neutral wrestling between Calgaro and Harrington. 3-0 lead for Calgaro in the second period. Dolanche able to come out from underneath, and she's going to get the reversal. And she'll cut it to 3-2. 10 seconds to go, first period. Active first over there on mat one. Front headlock here from Harrington on Calgaro. Calgaro now drops down and tries to grab a leg. Right on the edge of the mat. Calgaro getting in pretty good position here, and she'll drive through and pick up the takedown right on the edge. Calgaro goes up 6-0. Dolanche deferred her choice, and neutral is the choice of Amelia Smith of Dallas Town. Final local action out here right now. There will be a few more bouts still to clean up here in this consolation round. Whenever the boys do get started, we will have to be ready to go, because we'll have Jackson Hoy of Trinity is 114-pound pigtail. Dolanche getting rolled to her back here and giving up near fall points, but Dolanche trying to roll all the way through. She did this once before and ended up with a reversal. Can she do it here? Won't get the reversal, but gets out in front. Now she will get the reversal. Gave up near fall points this time, however. So she was down after the near fall 12-2. Gets the reversal to make it 12-4. Does Gabriella Dolanche. It's 12-4 with Dolanche now riding on top, but she was put to her back and trails big. And now trying to follow suit here on mat one for the Doe Lanches. She almost caught her opponent on her back there. Smith able to get back to her base. Down to 14 seconds remaining. Looked like Calgaro trying to set up a throw there, but 1 point escape is awarded. She didn't finish the reversal, but has a 7-2 lead on Harrington of Strathaven. Calgaro down to 1.5 minutes to go, leading 7-2. Dolan's trailing now 12-7 after she did get some near fall points. Has cut it to 5. Dolan's trying to lock up a cradle here. Time expires in the second. Still time here for Gabriella Dolanche. Calgaro now looking for the fall, and there it is. Time of the fall is 4:53 for Audrey Calgaro. Yet another into the next round of consolations. 8-1 is the local area in this round of consolations. Dolanche not giving up hope yet. She's got it cut to 5, and she's got a pretty deep half in here to start the third period. If she can turn Smith here, oh, we're going to get a full Nelson. That'll be a penalty point that'll make it 13-7. Minute 40 to go. So still time for Dolanche, but now a switch attempt here, and there's the reversal for Smith. That'll make it 15-7. And now going to be a tougher hill to climb for Gabriella Dolanche. Out to the side, looking for a near side cradle there with Smith. Still 1 minute to go in the bout, but Dolanche really, I think, had a shot there at the start of the third period. But got hit with that penalty, and now it's going to be tough to come back. Down to 45 seconds remaining. Does come to her feet and gets the 1 point escape, so it's 15-8. 35 on the clock. Need something big now from Dolanche. It's got to be something that takes Smith to her back. Down to 20 seconds. Dolanche has the one leg elevated, but they're going to go out of bounds with 9 seconds on the board. That is going to do it. ...15-8 the final for Smith, and Dolanche has been eliminated, but it has not been a bad round at all for the local girls. 10 of them faced elimination bouts, only two. So on the boys' side, we lost a couple out of 12 in 2A. On the girls' side, we lost a couple out of 14, but still 12 alive. 4 in quarterfinals. Araceli Clem of Kanemak, Rhea Centipol of Burgettstown, Marley Solomon of Kanemak, and Liliana Giulianelli of Peters Township. Those 4 in the quarterfinals tomorrow. Wrestling in that second round of consolations tomorrow, Ella Trahan of Fort Cherry, Malia Ramos of Kanemak, Rhea Centipol of she's in the quarterfinals. Uni Ayala of Kanemak, Abigail Dolanche of Avella, Brooklyn McLean of Fort Cherry, Josie Mason of West Green, Alea Henderson of Kanemak, and Audrey Calgaro of Kanemak. That is going to wrap things up for the girls' portion of today's action. They will next wrestle tomorrow morning at 11:45 is the start time for those quarterfinals. And that'll just be quarterfinals, I believe. They got the consolation winners are waiting on quarterfinal losers, I do believe. So just quarterfinals at 11:45 tomorrow morning. And at that point, that's when the Greg Warnock and Greg Smith will be taking over for me here at the Giants Center. But I've still got more action today and a little action tomorrow morning as well. The 3A boys are coming up here. Scheduled start time of 4:30. Clearly, that is not going to be the case. So we're going to take it back to the studio at WJPA. And whenever the action resumes, just keep it tuned on WJPA AM. And whenever the action resumes for 3A boys, we'll come back live here from the Giants Center in Hershey. Our coverage today brought to you by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, by attorney John Patricic, by Advanced Orthopedics and Advanced Rehabilitation, by the Day Insurance Agency, by Angelo's Restaurant, by Camera Bartolotta for Senate, by Slovenian Savings and Loan, by Sarah's Candies, by Washington County Real Estate Expo, by the Hernberger Insurance Agency, by Quality Quick. Coverage also brought to you by Washington Financial Bank, by the Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, by the Observer Reporter, by CNX Dreamfields, by the Chambers Insurance Agency, by Visit Green, and by the Washington Green County chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Coverage also brought to you by Shaft Drillers International, Waynesburg University, McCracken Pharmacy, Cornerstone Care, Royal Ivy Rentals, Iron Synergy, and Kinetic. From the Giants Center in Hershey, we are through our 2A boys coverage and our girls coverage. 3A boys coming your way here in just a bit from Chocolate Town. I'm Jason Tennant. So long for now from the Giants Center in Hershey. Stay tuned for the 3A boys sometime between 4:30 and 5 o'clock. Keep it tuned to WJPA 1450 AM.